You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes, making sure everything goes right at 545. It'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve Geller will join us for that. At 520, our Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell, one of our best guests we have on, will be on with us to talk about. And tonight it starts it up out west as Minnesota Timberwolves, and they play OKC, Oklahoma City. That game actually, I saw on some of the betting sites, started out OKC either a 6 or a 6.5 point favorite. It went at one time up to 7.5. The last time I checked, it's 7 right now. So that was a lot of money that went, so to speak, on Oklahoma City. And so that line right now, Oklahoma City, a 7-point favorite against the Timberwolves tonight. And what a great series. You know, we talked so much about Anthony Edwards, but Julius Randle has been fantastic for the Timberwolves. OKC, just all kind of talent from one end to the other. And can they finish it out here? And again, for all four teams, they have not walked down this aisle before. So it's all new for all four as a group to be in this situation. How they handle this conference finals pressure, which is there. Now you can say, oh, it's like any other game. Now you ain't never played in it, if you say that. Never been involved in that sort of thing. It's a different feeling when you get to play in the finals and you get a chance to get into the championship series. How well these teams that have really not been there can handle it. And yet, Cullen had the stat yesterday about how these teams, many of them are with the same players, they don't repeat. Cullen, what was that stat you gave me yesterday about how long it's been since we've had a team sort of repeat? I know Golden State had
seven years. We've had an individual winner in the last six. A new team. There's no consecutives. It's just Golden State was the last one. I want to say it was like back in like the 17-18, I want to say. It was forever ago.
Man, that's a long time.
But even
we're talking about 2025.
But again, like I mentioned in the triple option yesterday, it's not just that one of these teams are going to win and they didn't win last year. It's also going to be that these teams haven't won in a while, with some of them having never won ever.
Yeah, and I laughed with you when you told me 1973 with the Pacers. I was like, man, I'm old enough. I remember that when the Pacers won in the NBA, when the old ABA winning it in 73. But for guys like you, you weren't born yet. And same thing with Charlie. Man, they don't remember those games of 80s, 90s between the Knicks and the Pacers. Man, it was a battle. And basketball was a little bit more physical. They let them get away with some of the things that today you hear the tweet, tweet, tweet. It's a foul. They sort of let them push and shove and do a lot of different things between these two teams. And, man, that was a heated rival. We all remember the Reggie Miller situation, you know, with the choke for the Knicks and that sort of thing. Spike Lee out there, man, teasing him and getting on his butt about certain things, trying to throw him off his game. And that was just some really good basketball watching back then. That's when things was on NBC. You know, you wouldn't remember that, Cullen. But, man, that was a great series to watch because it was almost like a heavyweight fight. It was to see who was going to come out of that between these two teams. And you sort of have a feeling with the contrasting styles. It's such great watching, even if you're not the biggest NBA fan. But to see how the Pacers do things and they're high-paced, up the court, throw the three-point shot. Not that the Knicks don't do that, but they like to slow it down, keep it at their pace, keep the game kind of on the underside of things, and then maybe have Brunson hit a couple of three-point shots to help them win. The contrasting styles between the coaches and Carlisle and Tom Thibodeau, man, it's really something. And I love that about sports. I think that's the most interesting thing about sports. I love the unknown because I feel like that in my life. I love the unknown about certain things, but I love contrasting styles of play and who comes out ahead in that sort of matchup when you have teams that are built much differently. When you look at how they kind of put the building blocks together, the Knicks and the Pacers, man, they weren't looking at one another when they built those houses that they've got themselves now into that spot. And yet you look at Indiana and how they do things, and you see the Timberwolves and OKC. There are some similarities in tonight's game. Some similarities there between how these two teams are pieced together. It's different between what we're going to see coming up between the Knicks and the Pacers. Hey, we'll take a short break. We'll come back with Nick Friedell, our NBA Odyssey insider, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele. We're trying to get Nick Friedell on with us now, our Odyssey NBA insider. And again, game one tonight, and we've talked about it in the first hour, certainly about Minnesota Timberwolves going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. That game was under seven to start. It went all the way up to 7.5. Last time I looked, it's a 7-point favorite for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and a grueling series they had to go through to play the Nuggets. And Nuggets showed why, man, it's hard. And they weren't the defending champs, but they showed where they had been there before. On the line now, our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. They put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Always, Mike. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, bud. I was telling this to Cullen. Contrasting styles much more out east than the west, where, man, you couldn't build a team differently than what the Knicks are and what the Pacers are. But yet, I think in this series with Minnesota, OKC, there are more similarities between the two teams, and certainly the Timberwolves with the superstar that they have in Anthony Edwards. Julius Randle has been terrific during the playoff series. But Oklahoma City, man, they showed some grit because they took some punches going up against the Nuggets and were able to come out of that. Your thoughts and feelings on how this series plays out. Nick, I'll be honest with you. I think this goes 6 to 7 games between these two teams.
Mike, I agree with you. I would still take OKC just because I think they're the deepest team. I think they play unbelievable defense when they want to. SGA is the MVP. He's been awesome. But to exactly your point about that Denver series, they have gained confidence now knowing, hey, we can do this. And when you have a young team, especially in that kind of spot, that's what it takes. And when you do it, and then you have the momentum that comes with it, it's kind of like, oh, okay. And they've been great all year, but it's a whole different ballgame, as we know, in the postseason. So I think that is a huge step for them. I know that Minnesota has Ant, and everybody's focused on what he can do and if he can take that next step to superstardom. For me, I just think the Thunder are a little bit better, and I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can raise the level of not only his game, but everybody else around him.
For the Timberwolves to upset them in the series, what would they have to do?
I think that it will be on Randall and Gobert to just hammer everything down low for the Thunder. But, Mike, if we're trying to figure out how the Timberwolves win this series, in the playoffs, in the biggest of games, it comes down to the stars.
Yep.
And we've seen Ant Edwards do this already. I mean, to get by the Lakers, and then I know the Warriors didn't have Steph, but they still had Jimmy Butler and Draymond and a team that has won before. You have to have your stars lead the way. Edwards is that good. His time is coming. I don't know if his time is here yet, but he has that ability. So if you're looking for the pathway to Minnesota doing it, it's Ant Edwards who's carrying them every night.
Out East, Knicks, Pacers, and I told this to Charlie all the time. He wasn't even born yet when this series was really something. Man, 80s, 90s, man, they squared off against each other, and it was like a heavyweight fight to watch them go after one another. And that was so much sort of in the vortex of the tornado, kind of going after one another, a lot of trash talking happening, the coaches differing. And I couldn't find two different coaches that are more different than Carlisle and Thibodeau. I mean, for what they want to do. I mean, come on. Thibodeau, he's looking for a shot, man. He's trying to take the air out the ball. They try to play good defense. And Indiana, their deal is, man, let's haul tail down court, take the three-point shot, try to get a free layup, that sort of thing. And how that plays out, but, man, there's so much history behind this. But you can't be a 25, 28-year-old to remember it because you'd be way too young.
Mike, the fact that those two guys are in that series and the contrast of styles is a really, really good point, because you watch the Pacers and you think that, you know, they just play like their hair's on fire and they're going up and down and Halliburton is coming into his own and he's got all these guys that believe in him. But then you watch Carlisle, and this goes back to the Dallas days. Yeah. I mean, even before that, he was always so calm on the sidelines most of the time. And you watch him, and you're like, well, what's he thinking? Meanwhile, you cut to the Knicks, and they just want to cut you up all over the floor and like you said, knock the air out of the ball and nail down the game, and Tibbs would love to play in the 80s, but then you watch him, and he's going nuts. The guy never sits down. That hand is shaking all the time because there's so much stress involved for him. I am fascinated by this series because I think that both of these teams match up against each other well, and the styles are the styles.
Yeah.
The difference to me, though, is when you watch the Knicks, they have Jalen Brunson, and they know that at the end of those games, he's going to be there and he's going to make the shot. It's not to say that Halliburton can't, because we certainly saw that in the Cleveland series, and he really looks like a player who's about to take that next step. To me, with the way that the Knicks can defend at times and the fact that they can give the ball to Brunson late in these games, that's where I would give them a little bit of an edge. But, Mike, I would really be surprised if that thing doesn't go south.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I agree with you. Insider calls with Nick Friedel are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. They put safety first and everything else second. You talked about this is a series of stars, but give me a guy for OKC and also the Knicks. And this is where I think you're going with this, picking this series, and I'm with you on that, that you think could make that big step. Not the superstar, not the Brunson, you know, that sort of thing, but a guy that maybe this is his moment in time.
Let's start with the Knicks, because, Mike, when you see them play, and I certainly watch all those Tibbs teams in Chicago with Dang and all
you
those.
You covered those teams, correct?
I did, and I was there that whole run with Tibbs, and he loves guys that can do everything on the floor, but who can also fly under the radar and make big plays late. The guy to me who 100% would have fit on those Bulls teams, but certainly fits in these Knicks groups and is a huge guy in this series, it's Josh Hart.
Okay.
He has to be that difference maker for Tibbs at times when they need somebody else. And I'm not just talking about offensively. Defensively, he can make different plays and he can cover different positions. There's going to be a ton of focus on Karl-Anthony Towns. That's the guy that I still can't believe that Tibbs actually signed off on in that trade with Minnesota, but it is a trade that worked for both teams. He's got to hit shots, but to me, night to night, the guy who can change the tenor of the game is Josh Hart. If we're looking at that OKC-Minnesota matchup, but we're focused specifically on the Thunder, Lu Dort defensively is unbelievable, and Lu Dort can be another kind of difference maker where he can hit shots from the outside and he can be that defensive presence that Mark Daigneault needs for that group to get past Minnesota. If he can slow down and that Minnesota offense and hit those shots to go with SGA, well, then Mike, the Thunder are going to the finals.
Naj Reid is, you know, somebody people here remember LSU days and how he got into the league. Your thoughts on his progression in the NBA?
He has been really, really good. and he's taken that next step seemingly every year. I mean, Mike, I still have a lot of family out in Minnesota, and I can tell you, on top of his play on the floor, he is just beloved. He is absolutely beloved. I'm sure you guys have seen those stories where everybody was getting Naz Reid tattoos last year. And when he steps into the game, he's one of those players that you don't identify immediately as a star, but he has the potential to change the atmosphere within that game in that moment. And that is a credit to the work he is clearly putting in behind the scenes, because he knows that he has the talent. And the talent has caught up to where his game continues to grow into now. So I think he's been really good, but I think he's still got a few more steps to go. And it's been pretty cool to watch that evolution over the last couple seasons.
Nick, we haven't talked to you since the lottery, but your thoughts on the Pelicans with the 7th overall pick in the draft, certainly not where they want to be, but they do have a lot of future picks that the Bucks would like to get back, so to speak. So they may be involved in a three-way deal one way or another. But if they would keep that pick 7, because a lot of people feel as though they'll try to deal that. There'll be some kind of deal involved with the 7th overall pick in the draft. If they pick at 7, it would certainly look as though they would be heavily leaned toward a big man. Who do you think, maybe a couple people there, that they would have their eye on if they decide to keep that pick?
Mike, the hardest part watching that unfold for New Orleans was I sat there and I went, Zion's at the podium? Like, of all the people that could have been there, because NBA teams don't make mistakes as far as who's representing them in the moment. There's a reason why they choose whomever they choose. The fact that Zion was that guy leads me to believe that they're still going to try to build around him.
I agree.
And you and I have had this conversation now going on 2 or 3 years. The first thing I thought of was, oh, boy, I guess they're not going to make some kind of major move that includes him. But to your point about who could be there in the draft, I think that's the hardest part now, especially with this draft. After you get past Cooper Flagg, and after you get past Harper, people will talk about Ace Bailey, okay. But I don't see, whether it was a big man or somebody else, that you look at and you go, yep, okay, I'm guaranteed that everything's going to be all right if I am the Pelicans or another team that's kind of outside that top 3 or 5. I'm not sure who the right guy is. I'm not sure the rest of the league knows who the right guy is. But what I do know is if you're not in 1 or 2 of those top slots, you are in trouble, because those difference makers that you're looking for aren't readily available in those other windows, at least right away.
Nick, the real winner, and I know Houston, with the gaining the number one pick and having Cooper Flagg kind of fall into their lap, but the real winner here is San Antonio. Now, you got 2 and 14. You've got back-to-back rookies of the year on that team already. Do you think that, and seemingly this is revolving around just a couple different teams, that they would be involved with something to try to acquire Giannis at this stage?
If you have all those assets, I don't see how you can't, Mike. I don't see how you're not making those calls, because San Antonio has everything that it would seem that they would need, including Wemby and the pieces around him. If you pair up Wemby and Giannis, there's not a team in the league that wants to go to San Antonio.
No.
Because of the length and the talent that they'd have. So they are a huge winner. I'm not sure if they want Harper, another young piece, or they're going to continue to try to make the deal, whether it's Giannis or somebody else. But those calls have got to be going crazy right now. And San Antonio, everybody focused on Dallas. Mike, I think it's a point very well taken, because San Antonio at 2 completely lucked out on top of the foundation that they've already built. So everything appears to be going their way right now in the moment.
Do you feel like me, there's no way Giannis returns to Milwaukee?
I'd be really surprised. He has always talked about wanting to stay in one place. But, Mike, in the next breath, he talks about winning. If you want to win a title, Milwaukee is not the place for you. He cannot win anymore in Milwaukee. It's just not going to happen.
The crazy thing is we had Mike Babcock on with us last week, and Mike's dad is an executive with the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I didn't know that going in, so I asked him about the Giannis deal, and he was like, well, my dad, he's an executive with the Bucks, so all I got to say is, man, I wish Giannis the best of luck. Man, he didn't have to tell me anything. I think he's telling me without telling me, Giannis is not coming back. But we didn't know that going in. All of us sort of looked at one another like, whoa, we didn't realize his dad was on the executive team with the Bucks. But just his reaction to it told me all I needed to know. Because, well, man, listen, Giannis has been great, and we wish him the best of luck in the future. Man, all you didn't tell me was he's not going to be here next year in Milwaukee. But that's a team really devoid of a lot of the draft choices, and most of them the Pelicans have.
Well, Mike, that, and you never, ever like to see anybody get injured, but immediately, as soon as Lillard went down,
yep.
You went, uh-oh, if you're a Milwaukee fan, and the Pelicans fans must have sat there and been like, oh, well, okay. You know, you never like to see anybody have that type of injury. But when you start to see how the dominoes fall, and when a major injury occurs, especially in the NBA, it changes the futures usually of several teams at once, not just one. The Celtics are another perfect example because they went from a team that, to me, was winning the title this year to not only are they not winning the title, but the East completely changed in the blink of an eye when Tatum got hurt because the Celtics aren't going to be up front next year. Maybe the Knicks are. Maybe it's somebody else. But Boston's reign and the window that we've been talking about for a while, I'm not going to say it's completely over, but it is significantly cut short from where it was supposed to be. So if you're a Bucks fan right now, you've got to feel like your best days are over with. I don't see any way they get back to where they were because they went all in on that Dame move and it just didn't work for them.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you kind of roll it and it come up snake eyes on you. Nick, thanks so much for joining us, but always great insights, man. Love to have you on. Again, you one of our top guests, brother, so I got to tell you that.
Always, Mike. I enjoy being with you guys a lot, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.
Thanks so much. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, they put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. We'll be back with our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Cullen Steele, Steve Geller. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you first.
We are going to see NFL players going for the gold in the summer of 2028. Guys, owners passed the resolution 32-0. Everybody, every owner in the NFL approved at the NFL spring meetings that they'll allow the players to try out for the flag football during the 2028 Summer Olympics that'll be in Los Angeles. Now, a maximum of one player from each team is going to be allowed to participate, and each club's designated international player is also permitted to take part for their country. Rosters of 10 players are going to be chosen by each country's National Olympic Committee, and before the roster can be assembled, however, there's some details that still need to be worked out. Among them, we know it, injury protection and salary cap credit should a player get injured while engaged in the flag football activities, as well as ensuring that there are certain minimum standards for medical staff and field services for NFL players per the original resolution memo. Flag football games and events will also need to be scheduled in a way that does not unreasonably conflict with a player's NFL commitments. For me, guys, I'm already trying to assemble my five-man offense for the Olympics. And right now I've got quarterback, I got Josh Allen, running back Jahmyr Gibbs, and then wide receiver. I'm going all LSU, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Malik Nabers. We can bring home the gold easily right there.
Steve, one of the things in that, this was brought up too when the Olympic Committee decided that they were going to allow NBA players to play there, that, you know, the injury part of it. And, you know, today, everybody that's in the Olympics, they're professionals, right? Every one of them, they're professional. And so, yes, is there a risk of injury? Yes, there is. As a risk of injury, when you walk in your car and you put that babe in reverse and you get off your driveway and you go on the highway, there's always going to be risk with that. And so you try to minimize it. I was telling Cullen, this is going to be similar to 7-on-7. Man, I've been to a ton of these 7-on-7 camps, and I've seen guys, you know, with a hamstring injury or calf injury. I don't recall ever seeing someone with a really serious injury in 7-on-7, but again, it could happen, and so you got to work out those details. But this is similar to when, you know, the Olympic Committee in the United States allowed, you know, NBA players to come in because, hey, look, it's risky for them too to be out there on that court. And you, at times, man, it was all-star teams out there. You get Michael Jordan when he was playing, or, you know, Steph Curry or some of these other guys hurt. Man, that's not easy to break to an owner. So I'm glad to see that being settled. But if you've ever been to a 7-on-7 tournament, this is what it's going to look like, but it's going to be 5-on-5.
Yeah, now we're going to get the NFL's version of the Dream Team, Mike.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised two of those three receivers are LSU guys. Malik might be sort of the odd man out, but I do know one thing, man. I want Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase on that team. Malik's fantastic. But somebody, they might say, it's way too much LSU here.
You know right.
We got to get something else. Cullen?
Guys, I'm going to keep it with the NBA. I'm just loving the fact that we're getting so much parity in this postseason run. In the last, probably 7 or 8 years, the first Western Conference Finals since 1996, where none of the games, no team, will be played in Texas or California. Now, I don't think that that's a testament really to the fact that those teams didn't make it this year. I think it's a testament to the fact that the Western Conference has 15 teams. 7 of them, almost half, are from Texas or California.
That's wild.
That's wild.
That is a crazy stat. Guys, I guess around 3:30, the news broke, and it's not a sports story, but If you're over 40 years old, I think everybody has seen at least one episode of Cheers. George Wendt, who played Norm Peterson, in Cheers for those 11 seasons, passed away in his sleep, 76 years old. And when you think about character actors that played a part that fit, man, could you come up with somebody better than Norm? Come in, and I think all of us have seen this or been a part of it. If we were younger or middle-aged, older, you go somewhere and people know. They know your name. It's part of the song for Cheers. But Norm playing that part, and it reminded me a little bit of Charlie Sheen from Two and a Half Men. I'm not sure that was a break from the real guy. You know, I think both were very similar, you know, away from the acting world as they were in front of the camera. But, man, a lot of laughs from George Wendt. He was great at that Norm character. And one of the memorable lines, I hope I get this right, and he comes in and, Sam asks him something about how's the world treating you. He's like, Sam, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Yep.
That was a great line to be written for Norm. But he played a character that I think everybody could relate to. That guy that kind of, you know, you go somewhere and he hangs out at a saloon or a bar or whatever, and everybody knows him. They because he's a regular there. And so, man, God bless him. But really one of the great character actors of his time on television, George Wendt, passing away today, 76 years old, man. And so, again, he will live on forever. Because of reruns.
George Wendt does have sports connection too. He had that great skit on SNL.
Superfans,
the Bears.
And I heard him talk about them coming up with that kind of line. And all of it is really based about Mike Ditka.
Right.
To be honest, it's all revolves around Iron Mike. And so for that character when he was on SNL was a little bit different than, say, when he was on Cheers. But, man, he'll live on forever because, man, somewhere in the world, Cheers is playing.
Right.
That's a rerun of Cheers playing somewhere. And, George would always laugh. Man, I hope that continues because I'm getting royalties from it. So he always a real character of the world. So, man, God bless him. Really one of the most memorable shows on television at that time, Cheers. And he was really something special. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier, Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. And Steve, over the next week or so, will be OTAs, be some of them open to the press and also to the media and also to the general public. And we've seen the all-airline highway team. Okay, Caden Ellis, Paulson Adebo, Juwan Johnson. It's the first time I heard Bobby J say, man, there ain't no way Jameis Winston can beat out Andy Dalton. Right. And he was telling everybody that. So you guys get to cover it over the next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.